Four megastars walking a pedestrian crossing in a line led by John in a white suit, then Ringo, Paul and George bringing up the rear in a denim suit. The crossing is on Abbey Road. The album is the name of that studio and place as well, and it contained hits like this.
One thing I can tell you is you got to be free. Come together.
Come together from the Beatles from the Abbey Road album, a recording made 50 years ago this month, and the recording of Come Together was to be one of the band's last moments of joy as the Beatles were on their last legs about to break up. Jason Carthy has been listening back to the Abbey Road album ahead of it. There'll be all sorts of releases, I think, next week in terms of the 50th anniversary, Justin. But at that time, you know, we always hear this, even as we were listening to that, I was asking you, how bad were things with the Beatles at this point in time? And you were saying, well, it's a bit of mythology going on here.
There is a bit of mythology going on. I mean, certainly in the boardroom of their Apple Corporation, they were at each other's throats. They weren't in agreement about what was going on. But what Abbey Road shows was that once they go into the studio and start working together, that they're able to put that behind.
And what was at the heart of the boardroom differences? Is it hard to pin down?
Well, the main issue was that John, Ringo and George had brought in and agreed to sign up Alan Klein, an American businessman, as their manager to run their affairs because they were chaotic. And Paul did not want this to happen, and they signed him up in May, and so they spent the summer of 69 finishing off Abbey Road, and Alan Klein was working on their behalf, but that was kind of the start of the big schism.
Right. This was recorded in 1969, so that's why we're in the 50th anniversary this year, but you were saying that the sound, the technology, this is really an album of the 1970s.
Yeah, I mean, it gives you an idea of what might have happened next. You know, lots of Beatle fans like to play the, you know, fantasy Beatle albums of the 70s by collating the solo albums, but Abbey Road has a kind of a technological side to it where it was recorded in what's called solid state technology using transistors, so Abbey Road had replaced all their old valves. It was recorded on 8-track technology, which had better fidelity. And so if you think about the sound of Abbey Road, you think about it being closer to a 70s album, like something like Fleetwood Mac's Rumours, which is years later than something like Sgt. Pepper, which had just been 2 years earlier. It doesn't sound as 60s as their core work.
Yeah, it's kind of moving forward rather than looking back. The other thing that is important in terms of this album is George Harrison and how his songwriting is being celebrated. Two songs he wrote in total.
I mean, his two songs really count something, and Here Comes the Sun. So, you know, at that time, George was building up a stock of an awful lot of songs. And earlier in the year, the Beatles had demoed some of those songs, but they just didn't get anywhere. So songs like All Things Must Pass got away, and Hear Me, Lord, and Art of Dying, and all these songs that eventually would come out in George's debut solo album, the Beatles had let slip. But you kind of look forward now, and on Spotify, the number one Beatles song for the last number of years has been Here Comes the Sun from George.
You know, we're at the right time of year. Well, not usually this time of year you could play Here Comes the Sun and say, look outside. But you can actually say that today. It really brings a smile to your face. That's sunshine music.
It is. They've managed to encapsulate sunshine. So you can see how George, who, you know, if you look at some of his previous Beatles work, it's a bit insular. But this is a very open, beautiful piece of music, you know, and it sets him up for the next couple of years.
Yeah, Jason Carthy is with me in studio tonight. We're talking about the Beatles' Abbey Road album, 50 years old this year, and lots of celebrations and anniversary editions coming out this month, I would guess. So we said that this is, even though when they got into the studio, Jason, that everything was great and they clearly could still work together creatively, things did start to go wrong. What happened after this?
Yeah, well, I mean, the album does work as, you know, a farewell album, but that wasn't their intention. You know, there wasn't any, let's make it count, this is really it. They finished working on the album in August 69, and really between the 1st and the 30th of September 69, it just fell apart. At the start of the month, John has a meeting with the others. Ringo isn't there, but Paul and George are there about what will they record next, what album will they work on next, and it just, nothing comes of it. It's a very bland meeting. And within about a week or two, John decides that's it. And, you know, they're in the midst of renegotiating a big record contract, and they sign the contract, and John turns to Paul at the end of the month and says, I want a divorce. And they were done. And I think at that point, Paul, who had seen Ringo leave the band and come back, and George leave the band and come back, Paul kind of sensed that what John says, John means.
I want to play a little bit now. This is up to 20-something seconds long.
Okay.
Just going to listen to all of it. We'll say what it is after the event.
Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I want to tell her that I love her a lot, but I gotta get a belly full of wine. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, someday I'm gonna make her mine. Oh yeah, someday I'm gonna make her mine.
There you go. Now, this is on the album, but you have to be patient.
It is right at the very end of the album. It's on the original pressings of the album, it wasn't listed. So if you listen to the album, it ends in this very grand symphonic manner with the end. It does sound like their grand farewell. And then there's this big 30-second gap, and then Her Majesty comes on. And the story behind that is that it was supposed to be in the middle of side two as part of the medley. And Paul, one day when he's putting the album together, says, I don't like that. And the studio engineer who'd been briefed to never throw away anything that the Beatles recorded.
Good engineer,
smart thinking, stuck it on the end of the master tape with this big gap. And when they did the test pressings, Paul was like, I like it there. Let's just leave it there. And it's still there to this
day. How big is the gap before it happens?
It's about 20 odd seconds or so.
This must be, would this be the first ever bonus track on
it? Pretty much.
You know, because when they had happened on, do you remember when it happened on CDs? The whole idea was you'd get the bonus track and you kind of left it playing and went, oh, there's another song
there.
They
did do their little bonus noise at the end of Sgt. Pepper. So at the end of Sgt. Pepper, there's the big day in the life chord and you think it's over, and then there's this burst of noise in the inner groove right at the end of the record. So they liked their little surprises. I mean, they loved serendipity. They loved chance. If you look at their whole recording and performing history, if something worked, they kept it. Even the cover of Abbey Road, they couldn't decide where to take the photo, and they just said, let's go outside and take the photo and call it Abbey Road. And they were like, okay. And it worked.
And even though it wasn't designed as the farewell album, do you think it's a fitting way for it to have ended up?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, you couldn't craft a better, you know, better farewell record, you know, between how it brings all their elements together. It was a very brief period, 7 years from Love Me Do to Abbey Road, and everything they learnt is in that record and everything that represented the four of them.
What do you want to, as your little 50th anniversary present, do you want a bit of Polythene Pam or do you want a bit of Carry That Weight?
Carry That Weight.
Why?
It basically says you're going to carry the weight of the Beatles the rest of your lives. They are singing to themselves.
They go into the sunset across the pedestrian crossing on Abbey Road. The Beatles and Abbey Road, the album, 50 years old this year, and Jason Carthy speaking to us about that album on this Thursday evening.